Potato farmers along the South Australian-Victorian border are going to need to ramp up production with the expansion of a Victorian potato plant. Stage one of the McCain Foods $57 million regeneration project has been completed. I caught up with Ballarat plant manager Carl Thin.
We've completed stage one of our phased regeneration here in Ballarat. We've taken the approach that through the regeneration project to include our scope to the immediate factors around the plant. So one of those was access off Ring Road. We have a fairly big site here and occupy a fair part of Ring Road, and over the years we've had some challenges around the volume of traffic coming in and out. In stage one we were able to rectify most of that by installing a new weighbridge, a new site entrance and better access to the plant that would basically reduce to almost zero the staging of trucks on Ring Road waiting to get into our site.
So with the next stage, what sort of work are you looking to do to continue this growth?
So we've got a plan, if you like, and we've started the construction phase now. So we've blocked it out. We need to keep operating throughout this project. So the staging is really important. And the next phase that we move into is really extending the factory out. So we've got around 280 square metres of additional factory being built as we speak. And what that's going to enable us to do is install a significant amount of the new equipment and new technology that we're going to be introducing to our business here before we need to integrate that across and actually make that operational in February next year.
So what sort of levels of, with that increase, how many more potatoes are you going to need in essence?
So it's going to be phased over a number of years. What's happening now is we've had firm commitment from our business to continue to grow the business here in Ballarat. And what that means is we would potentially be in that area over the next 5 to 8 years. We're going to be growing around roughly about $12.5 million with our additional raw material coming into our plant.
That must be great for growers there and your suppliers. What sort of feedback are you giving them? And then in turn, what are they giving you?
So the feedback has obviously been one that we've been static for a number of years here in Ballarat as far as our growth component goes, you know, and it's all been taken very, very favourably about, you know, the plans that we're able to start working with our suppliers, including our growers, on, you know, how do we source that additional material and where do we source that from. So that's at the very, very early stages right now. So we don't have any defined plans on who's going to do what, but the reality is very, very positively received that we're able to grow this business here in Ballarat. There's lots going on, obviously. It's a phased project. We expect it to be completed sort of February 2019, and we look forward to the challenge. There's lots of people engaged in it. The community's fully in support of it, as I said. And we're busy making it all happen right now.
Sounds like a really good time. And that $57 million, is that all from McCain's, or is that a bit of government funding in there as well?
No, that's solely funded by McCain.
Great.
So it's that in itself was a bit of a challenge in this day and age to get that level of funding for an existing operation to basically regenerate. But the family and the business fully support, obviously, us being in Ballarat, being in Victoria, and able to sustain, we'll build a strong future and definitely a growth model here in Ballarat. So, no, good outcome for us.
McCain Foods Ballarat Potato Plant Manager Carl Thin. That's a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a good afternoon.
This has been the National Rural News.